Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast. It's me. I'm your host and guide, Jennifer Allen, guiding you to craft a more rested life, to align with nature's rhythms, and to honor your inner wisdom and your divine soul purpose. Here we are, episode 38. And in this episode, I want to share with you a little bit about the spring season from an Ayurvedic perspective and offer you my top 6 tips for an easeful transition into spring, for a restful and aligned springtime. All right, so let's talk spring. Spring is upon us if you are living in the Northern Hemisphere. And according to Ayurveda and the Ayurvedic clock, springtime or Kapha dosha is somewhere mid-February to mid-June. Then mid-June to mid-October, we have summer or Pitta season. And from mid-October all the way back to mid-February, we have fall-winter, and that is Vata season. So the qualities that make up Kapha season and the Kapha dosha are cold, wet, heavy, and static. And if you look at your environment around you, you might look for these qualities: cold, wet, heavy, and static. And during winter, we accumulated a lot of snow and ice, and this is beginning to melt. The earth is heavy with moisture, even saturated with moisture. The elements that make up the Kapha dosha are earth and water. So when we combine these two, we get mud, right? And this is the season of mud. It is also the season of colds, congestion, hay fever, allergies. So how do we transition from winter into spring and move through spring and really do so in an easeful way, in a restful way, and really aligned with the energies? Using this principle of like increases like and opposites bring balance or healing. So we can use things that are warm or heating to balance the cold of the season. We can use things that are a little bit more drying to balance the wet. We can use things that are lighter to balance the heaviness. And we can use movement to balance the static or stagnation, okay? And you can do this in all of your activities, from what you eat to how you exercise, to how you move through your day, to how you rest, to how you breathe, right? We can bring in this wisdom of opposites in everything. So let's start. We have 6 tips. Let's get right into it. The first one is hydrating with warm water. This really flushes any stagnation in the channels of the body. According to Ayurveda, we need to be hydrated in order to properly function. The majority of our body is water. Water is stored inside and outside of the cells. And we want to be able, again, to drink enough water to stay healthy, so our bodies can function properly. Warm water is really, really powerful for breaking up stagnation and reducing any toxic accumulation. Right? We need water to dissolve nutrients, to carry waste, to flush toxins, to lubricate our cells. And warm water helps encourage the flow of lymph, our trash collection system. Right? It opens things up. Cold water more constricts the vessels. Right? Warm water expands or opens it up. So how much water do we need? That's variable based on each individual, your constitution, your imbalance, where you live. But ideally, what I've heard is half of your ideal body weight in room temperature or warm water. And what I really love is drinking a good amount of warm water upon rising. That really starts to get the channels open and flowing. So if you need help with digestion in the morning, elimination rather in the morning, then warm water first thing is really key. All right, that's tip number 1, hydrate with warm water. And you continue that warm water hydration all day. Number 2, spice it up. The use of spices can really bring balance to this heavy, wet, static quality of spring. A few of my favorites, black pepper. This is a pungent spice. I've also heard it called black gold. It is light, it is drying, it is pungent, it is warming. As things accumulate in the body from winter to spring, we can use black pepper to help decongest and lighten up. The heat of the black pepper can help to liquefy stagnation and clear our channels in the body. Black pepper is a liver cleanser, a gas reducer, a sweat promoter, like it's a natural detoxing agent. It can also open up our sinuses and clear away mucus and congestion, right? Black pepper is really accessible, right? Like even if you are eating at the most questionable of restaurants, which sometimes that happens, right? You can always get warm water and black pepper, right? To help with your digestion of that meal. What other spices? Let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at black pepper. So that's your tip. Number two, spice it up. Number three, stimulate and circulate. How do we do this? Remember, the qualities of spring are cold and wet and heavy and static. So we want to stimulate and circulate the channels of the body. Dry brushing is a perfect tool for spring season to help with those channels that promote detoxification. Okay, so dry brushing, the really cool thing about it is you really need nothing. You can take your hands and stroke the body, circular movements on the joint, and long, slow movements on the long bones, right? So for instance, you can even try it with me now. You can take the right hand to the left wrist and just circle around the left wrist and then up the arm. So the top of the arm, the inside of the arm, the under and the outside, right? And my hands are dry enough that using no tools at all can help, right? So dry brushing just with the hands. Of course, if you'd like to use silk gloves, that's traditional in the Ayurvedic system, or there are brushes that you can use as well. In this time of year, springtime, I like to start at the feet and move up, right? It directs the energy upwards. And that can help with any feelings of heaviness or lethargy. So we might start at the feet, ankles, legs, and move up the body in that way. All right, so dry brushing will stimulate and circulate. This will help lighten up. Number four, move it. Move in the morning. The best time to move our body, the best time to exercise is in this kapha time. So if you, not only does the year align the times of year align with the different doshic energies, so do the times of day. So 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. is kapha time. And so kapha dosha can be more heavy, can be more grounding, can be more static. So we can move in the morning to bring balance. So 6 to 10 a.m. is the absolute best time to move our body. I learned this from John Doyard in one of his early books about exercise. So moving in the morning, it will increase our breath, help clear stagnation, the stagnation of sleep, sync our channels, and by channels, I mean the five koshas, for optimal embodiment, improve digestion, and increase vitality. Start with just 2 minutes. You might do 2 minutes of jumping on the trampoline, 2 minutes of jumping jacks, 2 minutes of walking, and move up to 20 minutes. And you want to do this shortly after rising. Okay, so number four is move it. This is to energize. Tip number five, go green. Embrace your ecosystem and eat your ecosystem. There are so many plants right now that nature is providing to us, right? Dandelion, for instance. I'm seeing dandelions all around in my yard and in my neighborhood. Dandelions are a perfect spring bitter, okay? But any green leafy plants will do. Sprouts, spinach, leeks, green onions, Celery's really good. So anything that is light and green, that vital energy to energize us and to nourish us. So tip number five is to go green. The last one, tip number six, and this is let the light in. Sunlight is so powerful. Sunlight is, I think, the most overlooked resource for health, right? Many people focus on food, diet, nutrition, focus on exercise and that sort of thing. Those are all great, but sunlight is so overlooked in aligning with the season with optimal health, really. So, throughout the day, from sunrise to sunset, the solar energy from the sun changes, right? Which, with each hour, the atmosphere in combination with the rotation of the earth around the sun, it really has created a daily pattern of light waves. And these impact us, right? We need to be receiving this light energy through naked eyes. So, no glasses. That's been a huge change for me in the last year, really reducing sunglass use. And we want to get the sunlight right into the eyes. And we want to get the sunlight into the eyes first thing in the morning. That is going to set our circadian clock. So, 1 hour before sunrise, we get this blue light from the light spectrum. This is kind of the blue hour. It includes blue and violet light, right? Blue light has a shorter wavelength and a faster frequency. So before and during sunrise, the sun's blue light is scattered across the sky, and it really starts this cascading effect of regulating our hormones. Blue light is an inhibitor of melatonin, right? Melatonin is the hormone that puts us and keeps us to sleep at night. But we want the blue light in the morning in order to start reducing melatonin and increasing cortisol. Okay, we won't get too much more into that, but you want to get morning sunlight in your eyes. All right, so those let's do, and that's just for ultimate vitality. All right, let's do a quick recap. What are the six tips? Number one, hydrate with warm water to flush the channels. Number two, spice it up. This will help detoxify. Number three, stimulate and circulate to lighten up, dry brush the body. Number four, move it, right? This brings in energy. Move this precious body. Infuse the body with prana, with breath. Number five, eat your ecosystem. Go green. Eat those wild weeds. Eat the dandelion. Eat whatever greens you can. Okay, and then number six, let the light in, get sunlight in your eyes for optimal vitality and circadian rhythm regulation. All right, this was a quick episode, but it's really packed full of lots of really simple and really cost-effective tips to help you align with the season. That's why this is so easeful. That's why this is so restful. You don't need to go buy anything. You don't need a lot of expensive products, although I do like me some expensive products, you guys, but you don't need it, right, to align. These are all very useful. Drinking water, using spices, gently brushing the body, moving the body, bringing in greens, letting the light in, right? So I want to thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Please reach out if you have any thoughts or questions. And remember, the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast is sponsored by the Easeful Yoga Collective. The Easeful Yoga Collective is a yoga membership, an on-demand yoga resource library for overwhelmed, stressed out, exhausted caregivers. As we move through each month, we align, we flow, we explore, we restore, and we rest our way through the five koshas. Each month, I thoughtfully and intentionally theme the collective. We have a pose, a practice, a mudra, and a mantra of the month. This is more than just sun salutes, you guys. Actually, I don't even really do any sun salutes, but I hope you will join us for the next enrollment. That's happening in August 2024. Until then, you can click the link in the show notes And you can go to the Easeful Yoga Collective. You can get on the waiting list, but you can also access a free class. And right now, the free class is all about aligning your yoga practice to springtime. I hope you enjoy that practice. Until next time, I see you, I appreciate you, and I love you.